Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. As we have been reading Matthew's Gospel throughout year A this year in Sunday Mass, we knew that today would eventually happen, the reading of Matthew 20, and what is perhaps the most concerning parable that Jesus ever shared, the parable of the workers in the vineyard. We hear that parable today on this 25th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Perhaps more ink and angst have been spilled over this parable than any of the other parables that Jesus taught. The angst, I might hear it from you after Mass. And that's a good thing. This parable gets people angry. It gets people questioning. It gets people concerned. I say it's a good thing because it means that you listened to this gospel, that you heard it. How tragic that God's word is always spoken and it goes so often unheard. We hear the word of God and it just bounces off of our ears or our hearts, but not this one. You heard this story of the vineyard workers. You get angry. You get mad at it. You get curious. That's a very good thing. It's also good that we're not the first ones to hear it. And over the years, more ink has been spilled by saints, church fathers, brilliant people up and down the ages, like you and me, who have heard this parable and have wrestled with it, who have thought about it, who have taken it to prayer and written down their reflection. It would do us well to read all of that. Simply Google Catholic Commentary Matthew 20, and it will show up. And what shows up can be a great benefit to us as we consider this word of God, this curious word, this important word that even now has power to save. Three things. Number one, let's not forget who spoke this parable. God. You know, up and down human history to our own day, there have always been goofballs who have said goofy things. People who have told goofy stories. And in some ways, today's gospel is a goofy story. Except because of the one who spoke it, it's not goofy. Because this is the word of God, it's actually something worthy for us to think about. Let's not forget the one who spoke Matthew 20. Number two, it's not as unusual as you might think. And so for the Jewish people in the time of Jesus, there was change of season, usually the end of September, just like now. And if you were a vineyard owner, you would go out and you would be looking for workers to do the work of your vineyard, to get in all of the grapes, to get in all of the harvest before the rains came, before the season changed. And so it's not unusual. Perhaps you, like me, have traveled. And I know in my travel, if you go to the piazza, or if you go to the plaza, or in Mexico, you go to the Zocalo, what will you find there? It's not uncommon to find workers. People sitting there with their toolbox and their sign, the electrician, the plumber, the carpenter, looking to be hired. So this story of a vineyard owner going out and looking for workers, it's not so unusual. And while we get hooked up on the compensation and the salary and the pay, there are other parts to this parable that are worthy of our attention. Consider the landowner. Here was a man who was personally involved, deeply involved in looking for workers. He was hands-on. He went out to look for workers for his vineyard. How different that is. He didn't hang up a help wanted sign on his vineyard gate. But he went out looking for the workers, calling out and calling them into his vineyard. Beautiful. You know, just this week, I was speaking to a husband and a father of three, and he's been out of work for 2 months. He's been anxious and worried. He is doing all of the computer stuff, trying to look for a job. How different when the employer goes looking for you and not you looking for employment. Here's what we find in today's gospel. And all are welcome. How about the labor? Notice there's no job description given. And while we know it's a vineyard and there's typical work of picking or cultivating or doing the work of a vineyard, there's a sense here that there's no prerequisites, that all are invited, and that each brings a creativity. You need to want to work, but each is contributing something in their own way. The labor that each one gives. Finally, the laborers. The fact of the matter that all are invited, that there's no quota, that they all have a part. My friends, this is very beautiful. It's very different. It's very curious. And what's being described here is not just a story, but it's the story of God. It's the way of God, His kingdom, His mission, where He Himself goes out. He invites, he has a mission for all. He has a work for all to accomplish. And that work is extended to us. We can contribute to that. And we all have a part to play. We see here the beauty and the great diversity that we find in the church, that all are invited, that all have a common mission, but each brings their own unique gift. And so in any given church community, there is the high-ranking business official, and there's the guy mopping the floor, and everything in between. All are included. All have a part. How beautiful. How important this kingdom of God, this work of God, the church of God. This afternoon, I'm going to be down at the cathedral because, as many of you know, I've been given an additional work as a Catholic priest. Pope Francis has commissioned me to serve as a missionary of mercy. And over this past week, thinking and praying about this, I have been thinking about all the people that have blessed my life. And I remember when I first became a priest. I showed up at my first assignment. I'm living in this rectory with a pastor I didn't know. He was old enough to be my grandpa. And he knocked on my door one night, a couple days into my being there. I said, "Monsignor, come in." He said, "Chris, listen, you are as much of a priest as I am. I am as much of a priest as you are. My name is Mike, and I'll call you Chris. I never forgot that. The humility and the truth of that. He also would later say to me, Chris, when you look good, I look good. This is our work together. How beautiful. And how tragic, how sick, how scandalous, and how sad when competition, comparison, and compensation become the big story in our common work of God's kingdom. It's tragic because it need not be. The work of God, the mission of God, includes each and every one of us, and we all contribute a part. And the wasted time between our comparing, between our competition and compensation takes away from that sacred work. My friends, as we celebrate this Eucharist, as we begin this new week, I strongly encourage you to read again Matthew 20 and to see that there's a lot more to the story than the compensation. There is the beautiful invitation of one who goes out, who calls us in. And you and I have the privilege to be workers in his vineyard, to use our gift to work and to do that well. My friends, that's a tremendous blessing. Let's not miss the call, but let us respond to the particular work and labor, to the particular gift that we bring to this landowner who has invited us to have a share in his kingdom. To the extent that we do that, we will know the gift of God. To the extent that we don't, we will remain sad and miserable people. May God be with you today.